All right, we'd like to thank everybody for being part of our study. We got cut off and now we're back on, so we're starting over again. And we pray that everyone will appreciate the study and the work that we're doing here for Yahweh. And so what we would like to do, just to recap some of what we have done already. Okay, so the first thing that we have done is that we understand that when we're talking about the seven seals of the book of Revelation, this is part four, we have to understand what book is sealed. So we'll go over a little bit of what the seal means, because some people didn't know what a seal was. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Father, open up our hearts, minds, and soul to give us an understanding of your word. Speak through me to the people. Speak to the people's hearts, minds, and soul that they might be able to understand your word. Forgive us of our sins. Purge us and cleanse us. Help us to represent thee. Your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so when we were first talking about the seven seals of the book of Revelation, we realize that the book, the seven seals, was sealing a book. That's in chapter 5. Chapter 5 tells you that there was a scroll or book, and what we call books today were scrolls in those days. So a scroll you would roll up, and then when you finish rolling it up, then you have to tie it or do something to hold the paper together so that it doesn't unroll. Okay? And so back in those days, what they did was they took a piece of wax, and where the scroll came together with the end of the scroll of paper, when it came together on the scroll, then you would seal it right there. And it says that they needed seven seals to seal, not one seal. Sometimes it was just one or two seals. Seven seals to seal this book. Wow, that's a lot of seals. And then after the wax rests, melts on there, and then as it dries up, then people will put their signet on it. And they would push that in. Sometimes it was from a ring or something like that. And when they pushed it in, what actually happened was that it gave an imprint or an image of something, of whatever it might be. And so there were seven different images that was there. Okay? So when we talk about the book of Revelation and the seals, we found out that there was no one worthy to break those seals. So that means if you had a king had a signet on it, he would have it on there, and only people who were given top secret clearance could, you know, open the seal. Just like sort of like what we have today, secret, top secret clearances that certain people cannot look on. Okay, look at these writings. And so that's what they had back in those days. There was a secret. Okay, I guess you call it secret society if you want, whatever you want to call it. Now, we look down on what we call today secret societies. But let's talk about that for a minute. Okay? When we talk about secret societies, organizations and stuff like that, I mean, college is a secret organization. Did you know that? Universities are secret organizations. Okay? Because you go to the school to learn things that no one else or the average person does not know or learn. So you're given secret knowledge. You get that? You're given secret knowledge. Okay. And with this secret knowledge, what do you do with it? Okay. You'll have this secret knowledge. And so, as an example, okay, if you, an American, and you didn't know French, Spanish, Portuguese, Hebrew, which is not Hebrew, it's Canaanite language, by the way. French, Swahili, different Navajo languages. Okay, so unless you went to school to learn them, then once you came out, then you learned them. Now you can communicate to the Navajo Nation, if that's what you learned. Or you could now speak to Spanish people. So they have a lot of people who come in today who are Spanish and don't speak English, and so you have to know Spanish to be able to communicate with them. The same thing if you're French and so forth. So these become important. So these were secrets that you learned about different people and learned how to interpret it. So that's what I guess you'd call a secret society at that time. Okay, same thing when we talk about algebra. Okay, some people don't know algebra. Okay, and so you get tested to go into college to see if you know college algebra. Okay, algebra 1, 2, trigonometry, geometry, all of those basic things, general mathematics. Okay, and then as you move forward, you graduate and then you can move to pre-calculus and then calculus. Okay, then you move in differential equations, then you advanced calculus 1 and 2, calculus 1 and 2. Then you can take those mathematical secrets that you learned, but that's basically what it is. The average person doesn't know all that calculus 1, 2, and 3. So then you take that calculus and now you apply it to physics. Now, most people have taken physics in high school, okay? But now when you get to college, you take physics with calculus, okay? So now that you're taking physics with calculus, now you're learning even more deeper things, okay? And you take physics with calculus 1, 2, and 3. You take calculus 1, 2, and 3. Then you take differential equations. Then you take engineering math if you're an engineering student. And if you're a math student, you take advanced calculus 1 and 2. Okay, so you have all of these things that are what we call secrets in the scientific world. Okay, and so how many people really know what an atom looks like? And how many people really know how your nervous system works? How many people really know how when you switch that switch? Okay, and the lights come on, and your phone comes on, and all the electricity, and how is it generated such that it generates using coal and fossil fuel and nuclear power and solar power and wind power and all of these different things and water power, okay, with dams and stuff. So you have all of these things that people don't know how it works. You turn on your TV, how did you get that circuit? How did you get that frequency? AM and FM state. See, all of these are secrets. They call it white magic. Okay? So you're a magician. So you go to learn secrets that other people do not learn. You learn in theology school hermeneutics and all of this funny stuff. Okay? And you learn how to preach and say, yeah, and get the people all stirred up and get their emotions and all of that stuff. And, these are all techniques. You learn how to mesmerize people. Okay? So there's all of these different branches of society and understanding the DNA structure of an individual, of animals and so forth. And understanding earthquakes when they hit, and understanding storms when you see them starting to come in the temperature, and you become a meteorologist, and all of these things, and you go to NASA, and then you're in outer space, and you're visiting the moon, and you're visiting, sending out planes, and you build a space station in space, and you send things to other parts of the universe to check out Pluto and Jupiter and all of these different things. So these are people who learn secrets, and they are in this world of a secret society. Yes. So yes, colleges, all of this learning of education and knowledge is secrets that people learn. Now the question is, okay, so and today, we got CIA, FBI, NSF, and you got MOSTAR, and you got SS, all of these things, and the KGB, and whatever, all these different names of these secret societies, secret organizations, and they will show you, it will show top secret. If so, if you don't have a top secret clearance, you can't open it. You ain't supposed to. Okay. And if you don't have, and then the others that say secret, if you don't have a secret clearance, then you're not be able to open it. So the same thing it is here with this scroll that we found in chapter 5. that no one had the level of clearance. Amen. There we go. Make it simple for you. No one had the level of clearance to open the book found in the book of Revelation chapter 5. So no one could look thereon, on these secret documents, on these things, and no one could open them. No one was qualified. No one was worthy. It's only worthy if you went through the clearance and so forth. Okay? And it sat in the Father's hand, and he on the throne held it. And so anyone could come, and he's not going to give it to you. So you can't just go out there and say, hey, I want to see what's in that thing. And you just say, man, we're going to take it. And we're just going to blow everybody away, boom, 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 and take that doctrine. No, you can't do that. All right? So you have to be worthy, because the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Mighty of Mights, is sitting on the throne with angels all around him, and with the 24 elders, and with the four beasts. And so you ain't going up there to take over nothing. So only the person who he has designated, you get that? Only the person who he has designated to be worthy, that had the top secret clearance to be able to look thereon and read. You get that? So the question is, who has the clearance to look at it? And they said, on heaven and earth, you check in heaven, check in the earth. Okay, man, who can be there? They said, nobody is worthy. No one had the top secret clearance to open this scroll, to open this book. And then there's this lamb that comes forth, slain from the foundation of the world, with seven eyes, seven horns. The seven eyes are the seven spirits. Make sure you get that. Seven spirits of Elohim. Now, I know you've only been told that there's only one spirit of Elohim, the Holy Spirit. I know you've been told that. But that is, but that's why I said, And you're going to see why you never heard of the seven spirits of Elohim. Because that has been sealed for you not to understand. There's lots of knowledge in the Bible that we have no clue about, especially the book of Daniel. And we've been reading, and there's seven seals. You take that wax, and you bring the pages together, wrap them, and then when the last page or the last part of that page hits that scroll, and they put a piece of wax, it only takes one or two wax things to seal it. But there's seven of them. So that means this book must be super heavy. That means you have to have at least seven clearances, maybe. I don't know. But there was none worthy. So the seven eyes of the seven spirits of Elohim might correspond to the seven seals of the book of Revelation. That's why he was only able to open them. Because he had the seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Elohim, so that he could open the seven seals of the book of Revelation, chapter 5. Now that's heavy. I thought that was very interesting. So that's what it is. So now we found out also that the Bible said in Daniel chapter 9 and Daniel chapter 12. In Daniel chapter 9 talks about the 70 weeks are determined upon that people and upon the holy city to make an end of sin and bring everlasting righteousness. It lists seven different things. And then at the end it says to seal up the vision and the prophecy. So right there telling us that the 70 weeks of the book of Daniel, chapter 9, is sealed. For how long? So then when we read the last chapter in the book of Daniel chapter 12, it says, seal up the book until the time of the end. So now it tells you how long is this book to be sealed? How long is this book to be hidden? How long is this book to be misunderstood? Not people really being able to look at it and understand it. It says to the time of the end. So we've studied all that in our last studies. So you should know that the book that we're talking about, that sealed with seven seals, is the book of Daniel. Well, we pray that you understand that and take a meditation thought on it, just in case you didn't understand that before. This time we'll take a break from our sponsor.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Yeah, thank you for coming back and being part of this study. Every time we study this stuff gets deeper and deeper. And I pray that it's getting clearer and clearer to you. So what we're saying here, what we're seeing here as we open that first book, that book that has the seven seals, is the book of Daniel. And we was able to prove it through Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 12, which lets us know that that book, the book of Daniel, was sealed. Okay? Now, it's interesting to note that as we, so it's sealed, meaning, and I'm glad we was able to make a comparison with the top secret clearance, which people are familiar with today, clearance, top secret, and secret clearances, and stuff like that. So, what we find out is that this reveals the inner secrets of the organization and what they're doing. That's why it's classified as top secret clearance. So, we know that Yahweh has his order of things, and he has his priests, he has his leadership, he has his people that he uses. And so he reveals certain things to them, which he doesn't obviously reveal to everybody, but just to his people. Okay, so what we're seeing here is him and his secret organizations and his secretness. And he says that he has sealed the book of Daniel, even though it was given to us way back in the Old Testament, that we still do not understand the book of Daniel until we get to the last generation. And I don't know if we're the last generation or not, but if we're at the time of the end, I believe we're at the time of the end. We might be the last generation. I don't know. Okay? So what happens is that when this, once this book is unveiled or unsealed, the Lamb with the seven eyes and the seven spirits of Elohim, once he opens the book and starts to reveal these things, anyone prior to that time frame who have been trying to wrestle with the book of Daniel have been misunderstanding the book of Daniel. Get that clearly. That all of this stuff that we've been told by the churches, by the denominations, no matter if it's Catholic, the mother, or if it's her daughters, the Protestants, because you know that the Protestants came from the Catholic Church on a revolt. They were revolting against the Catholic Church. Okay? So, as they revolted against the Catholic Church, that's who they were. Okay, so they're her daughters, so they came from her. Just like we have children, we have sons and daughters. And so the Bible lets us know that these are her daughters. The church is referred to as women having these daughters. Now the question is, who is the daddy of these churches? Okay, of these organizations, of these denominations. Now, let's think about it for a minute. Now, the first seal, he says that I'm going to reveal to you the first seal. So he opens the first seal and he says there's this white horse. Yes, sir. There's a monster. And who is riding that white horse? Okay, now, we talked about this already. Okay? This white horse is the church. The Roman Catholic Church and her Protestant daughter. The Bible calls it the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. So if you're a mother, that's where the Catholic Church come in, and her daughters, okay, the mother of harlots. So if the mom is a harlot and the daughters are harlots, then yeah, that's what you have. And so many people will never say that because they are afraid of the church. Now, you know, hey, we're supposed to be telling the truth now. We ain't supposed to be over here. Yes, you know, collaborating with the enemy, collaborating with the harlot, the mother, the abominations of the earth. Okay? But remember, she makes the whole world drunk through the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, what is wine? Doctrine. So why are we drunk with the wine of Babylon? All right, now,
be careful now. You tread known feet here. Wine of Babylon. Wow, did you know that Babylon had wine? And what is this wine of Babylon? This wine of Babylon is to get you drunk. Hey, now. Okay, let's go back in time just a little bit here. And let's talk about the book of Daniel at the time of Daniel. Okay, when we talk about the time of Daniel, we're talking about the Daniel and the Hebrews. And there were three companions with Daniel. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael. You probably know them as Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Now, those were their Babylonian names. Just like today, we have names that have been given to us from our slave master. And that's Gilbert, that's Tom, that's Dick, and that's Harry, and that's Joe, and that's, those are all slave names. And so, in Bible times, when Babylon took over, they changed their name to Babylonian name to represent their God. Okay, so we have taken on the Babylonian characteristics and lifestyle. That's right. And so at the time of Daniel, they were given a test. How many people would be faithful? Okay, it'd be faithful in the threat of conforming to the world. Now, that's why we read other scriptures that we said, come out of her, my people. Not everybody to come out. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin. For her sin is that reach unto heaven. God's reward are double as she has rewarded you. So you see what we're saying here now? You see what the book is saying now? Come on now. Okay, so look here as we look at that. As we look at that, at this wine of Babylon, okay, let's look here for a second, just for a second now. Let's see a little bit about this stuff. In Revelation chapter 14, verse 8, notice what it says. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. That great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. So America is part of Babylon. We're part of this Babylonian system because this is the Christian system, and we are the only ones to declare to the rest of the world that we are one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Now that is a Babylonian lie that we have been fed. And so we are drunk in this, this world of, We just go around the world getting everybody drunk, okay, with wine, doctrines of devils. That's right. That's it. Amen. Now, doctrines that are being taught, that incorporation of church and state, even though they said they're not incorporated, but they're incorporated. And you incorporation means you become one, like intercourse. That's what it is. That's why it says, with the wrath of her fornication, of her intercourse, all nations that had committed intercourse have become one with Babylon. That's deep. Okay, then let's look at Revelation 16, verse 19, talks about that too. That great city was divided into three parts. The city of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before Elohim to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Okay? So, first of all, Babylon, as in chapter 14, it makes all the world. Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath. Now just imagine these McDonald's and all of these food joints, the Pepsi Colas and the tobacco agents. All of these things have conquered the world. You know what I mean? And they're all poison. They poison your mind. They poison your body. ain't nothing good with these fast food joints. People have been able to prove that they cause cancer and all the rest of that. So this is what we're talking about. Okay? So we have to be careful of when it talks about Babylon is fallen. It's fallen. Okay? Let's take a break at this time that we might be able to hear from our sponsors.
Dwellers, did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Phenomenal.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this study. So far, we've been able to even just dissect into what we've studied so far from another perspective. It's giving you more in-depth, more substance to what we've been studying in the past. Okay, and when we got to the first seal, we realized that this woman, this mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth, Babylon, okay, has infiltrated the whole planet. And that's what it says, it will make all nations drink of the wine of the wrath. And so it's real funny that you can tell me that you mix the Bible with paganism and then say that you have a pure church, that Peter is the leader of your church. This is insanity. How can paganism be united to what they call, what the Bible taught, and then still say it's acceptable? See, but that's, you know, but that's fine because they were sealed. The books were sealed. And so the people were blinded to believe a lie that they might be damned because they love not the truth. That's all that was about. So it's okay for people not to know that they are deceived because they are deceived. Yes, they are deceived, but they don't know that they are deceived. That's where the problem is. So that's where the churches are, and that's what we read in, you know, Matthew proved it, and we read that they'll come as the angel of light, you know, and take it not strange that, you know, his ministers would be, you know, ministers of righteousness, okay? You know, it's no mystery that the church is falling away in apostasy, still says that they are the voice of God to the planet. So the question is, what voice of what God? The God of this world? Yeah. Because that's all they're after is money. The richest people are the church folk. Okay? And they be enslaving people to join their churches and their denominations. And they, you know, take all of the poor people's money. Because a lot of poor people, ignorant people, not educated people, now are part of the church. And so this is blasphemy in the eyes of Yahweh. For he is the protector of them, and instead they are the abuser. It's like during the time of Martin Luther, when you go back and read in the 1500s, they talk about that you could pay money to get your sins forgiven. You come to Father, how much money you put in the church. That's the same thing today. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So this is blasphemy. And that's why I said blasphemy. This is blasphemy. You know, but people don't understand what blasphemy means, so they, you know, misunderstand it. Okay, so we found out that all of this deception and all of these things and the black pope, which is called the Illuminati, the New World Order, all of this New World Order stuff that comes into the second seal. Okay, so you had to get this church denomination to deceive the world, and now you bring in the second seal. We found out that when the United States, the bear and the lion with eagle wings united together, okay, remember that the bear is what great we call it the USSR. That's what it was, Russia. Okay, that's what they represented themselves. The United States is represented as an eagle, and that's what the eagle's wings come from. And the lion part is that, you know, we came, the United States came from Great Britain, which was the lion. So we have all of these things tying together to help us understand what's going on. And so what happened was that this great eagle and this bear, for some reason, they were able to unite together, you know, and hang out and throw a party together. And so that's what happened in 1988. Gorbachev and Reagan, they said they were going to bring the millennium of peace in the world, and I was shocked. The millennium, wow. Yes, the 1,000-year reign. Okay, and we saw through this new UN wars, this new wars, and the Bible talks about there'll be wars and rumors of wars in Matthew chapter 24, right, verse 6. And then we read about the torching of the facilities at Kuwait. And we read about that desert storm that in 1991, 3 years after they promised us peace. Okay, they take peace from the earth, and they took peace from the earth. are going over there and bombing, and now all we're doing is, you know, we're raining fire, hell fire from heaven using droids and all this stuff. It's insanity. So we are just warmongers. So anyway, so that was the second seal. Then we said we were coming to the third seal. Now, when we talk about the third seal, yeah, we let's read about the third seal back to Revelation chapter 6. Okay, and we're going to be reading verses 5 and 6. Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. Come and see now. Come on. And I heard, and lo, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Okay. All right now. Now, think about these balances in his hand. Okay. When we look at, go back in the book of Daniel, that we read in the book of Daniel at the time of Belteshazzar, that when the kingdom was taken over and the Medes and the Persians came in, he says that your house is weighed in the balances and found wanting. Okay, we'll read that. We'll go back and find that. Okay, so we see this is balances tying it back to who? Daniel. Okay, excellent. Amen. All right, now let's keep reading here in Revelation. Okay, so he had a pair of balances in his hand. Verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Wow. So when we talk about wheat, okay, that's what you make bread with. Okay, and a penny in those days was a day wage. Okay, and sort of like, you know, I mean, that was a day's labor. Okay, so it says that you will spend all your money to buy wheat so you can eat bread. Wow, that's hard. That's deep. And three measures of barley. That's what you make. Some people make cereal with barley. And that was for penny. So now it also says, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine. So we see here some type of economic collapse or crisis, such that the prices of inflation, the prices have got so high that it is bankrupting everybody. And in 1929, we had the Great Depression. And it bankrupted. The banks, you go in there, they ain't had no money. Okay? Then they said the Federal Reserve, they will cover your money and all of this insurance and all that. So people believe that lie, that they might be dead. And the Bible warned us of gambling. And so we took out these houses loans, and people took these loans and so forth in these houses, and they found out that that it was a balloon. The prices were kept going up, 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 and there was no end to it until a bubble burst. 2008. And when it collapsed, they were like, wow. So that is what we're talking about, is the third seal, bringing economic crisis to the planet, such that people who wanted to retire cannot retire now. People's pensions, I heard, were lost. Wow. So people who've been working all their life and now their pension was taken from them. And they have to, at 70 years old, 75, go back out to work so they can make some money so they can survive. Some people have been working and they had their house and they took a mortgage on the house. And the house was, say, worth $500,000, $750,000. 5.75 million dollars, and then they collapsed, and the economy, the prices of the houses went to reality. It was no longer blown up. When they dropped those prices, people who had $500,000 houses, 500, 400, lost to 300. People who had $300,000 houses, 200. People who had $200,000 and then 100. So. And people was like, you know, now you thought you had your bills paid off and now you could sell your house and retire. You can't sell your house because if you sell your house, you will owe more money than what the house is worth. And so basically, all the nations around the world are in this financial crisis. Now, some people believe the lie that we're pulling out and all of this, everything going to be all right. Now, that's just a lie from the pit of hell, just to keep you in the system. Okay? And notice what it says, hurt not the oil and the wine. Now, did the oil prices get affected by that? No. See? Don't hurt the oil. Now, what about liquor? Did liquor prices affect that? No. Matter of fact, the oil prices have been increasing here in America. I mean, just getting totally out of hand. The same thing with the what? Says, in fact, not the oil and the wine. So liquor prices. People are still selling liquor. And they'll tell you, oh, the wine prices are going up. And that. So, and you know, drugs, you know, that's still on the street. That's why we have war on drugs. So this wine, liquor, it makes you intoxicated, the spirits and all that stuff. Yes. It didn't affect any of that, but it did affect your pocket, and it did affect many people from their pension, and did affect many people from retirement and their houses. They lost so much, and some people just walked out of their house. They said, I'm not paying this, I'm walking, and they just walk. And so it's just a scam. And then they said the United States citizens will pay the banks back. Wait, how are we going to bail out the banks? The banks been ripping us off for 30 years. They've been ripping, and we're going to pay them off? See, this is all corrupt of the highest order. And it's a shame. But let's take our last break to hear from our sponsor.
That the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
I wanna be phenomenal for you, Lord.
before coming back in part of this study. That was our last commercial. Now, as we get deeper and deeper into this, now, we read that the black horse, that he had a pair of balances in his hand. Now, let's look at this measure and the pair of balances and how it relates to the Bible. Also wanted to mention that in Egyptian society, African society, that they had, when you died, that you were weighed, your heart was weighed in a pair of balances against the law of Yah. Okay? So, that's interesting that you're mentioning that here. We're going to turn to Daniel chapter 5, and we're going to read that chapter. In Daniel chapter 5, it talks about this, what was going on in society in Babylon. Now notice it says Babylon has fallen. And so we're going to turn to the book of Daniel and read about Babylon. How did Babylon fall? Okay, because it says Babylon has fallen, that great city. So let's look and understand how Babylon fell. And how we as Americans, Babylon, is falling today. Let's see if there's any parallels here. Of course there are. That's what the Bible is telling us. And are we weighed in the balances of the sanctuary and found want? I agree, we are. Okay, let's read Daniel chapter 5. We're starting at verse number 1. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to a thousands of his lords. And drank wine before the thousand. See that? And today, don't we have, all these parties and all of these holidays, holy days, that's what they are, it's called holy days, we didn't call them right. These holy days called holidays, and that's what we have a banquet, and we just drink to excess. Drink the wine. Okay, Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines may drink therein. Okay, so now we see in this Babylonian festivity, holidays, as we call it, okay, we see that they are drinking, and now they're not just drinking, they have gone to the temple of Yahweh. So they are now drinking from the holy vessels of Yahweh. And so they are now mixing their festivities, their holy days, mixing their holidays, mixing it all together into their festivals where they eat, drink, and be merry. And here we find that they, a nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for. This nation under God, this nation that says that in God we trust on the money, these people, they are taking the gold and the silver, and we're putting, implanting God's name in God we trust. That's exactly what they did. Okay? So we're tying together church, craft, and we're trying to use that church, that spirit, and use it to run the organizations of the government. And so that's what he thought he could do. He thought he could drink from, you know, Yahweh's temple and, you know, all these things. Now, did he care about Yahweh? Did he know about Yahweh? Yes, he knew about Yahweh. We're going to read about that. We're going to read about his dad and how all of these different things happened to him and how he knew what he was doing. Verse 3, and then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of Elohim, which was in Jerusalem. And the king and the princes and his wives and his concubines drank there. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, brass and iron and wood and stone. And that's what we do. We praise the God of Wall Street. That's right. That's what we are. We ain't nothing but worship of money. Love of money, the root of all evil. Capitalism is the rip off the world, the nation, the poor people. And now they have ripped off the middle class. And that's our God, money. So it's written, in God we trust. This is their God. This is money. Yes, oh yeah. Now see, I told you we're going to make a comparison. Verse 5. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed. He was no longer happy. He was no longer joyous. He was no longer having his festivities. And his thoughts troubled him. He realized, oh man, what have I done? So that the joints of his loins were loosened and his knees smote one against the other. He was shaking, man. He was like having a heart attack, man. The brother was shaking, man. It was like having a seizure or something. And the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, because those were the wise men, those are the secret society men, those are the ones that was running the colleges and the universities at that time. Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold. There it is again, gold. Well, I'm just not. That's what people want. They said women, they want that gold and the pearl and diamonds around the neck. There you go. This is totally Babylonian. That's what we are. Babylonian to the core. Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold around his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in all the king wise men. They're like, now, see, they boys say they did. Wow, I'm going to be rich. Third one. Oh, yeah, let me try this. But they could not read. They could not read it. They could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was the king Belshazzar greatly troubled. He's already was trembling and having shakes, okay, having a seizure. And his countenance was changed in him. Before about to die, just fall over and kick over. Probably turned colors too. And his lords were stunned. Now the queen, by reason of the word of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Now you know ain't no king no living forever. His brother's about to kick over. He's about to have a heart attack. Look like he's having a heart attack, stroke, you know, everything else. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the living, of the holy God. And in the days of thy father, lights and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king, Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master of the musicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpretations of dreams, and showing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubt were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show thee the interpretation. So you see the colleges, okay? They were teaching astrology in the colleges. They were teaching magic in the colleges. They were teaching wisdom, Chaldeans, what people are wise, soothsayers. So, okay, you know, we have all of these things today. You know, people do all type of things. But let's keep reading here. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, thou art that Daniel, which are of the children of the captivity of Judah, a Hebrew, whom the king my father brought out of Jerusalem. I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing, and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubt. Now, but thou can read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof. Thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold round thy neck, and thou shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gifts be given to another. See, he ain't into capitalism. He ain't into all that. And give thy reward to another. Yet I will read thee the writing unto the king, and make known unto him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High Elohim gave Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, languages, trembled and feared before him, whom he slew. He slew. And whom he kept alive, kept alive. And whom he set up, he set up. And whom he would put down, he put down. So this is America. It's clearly Babylon today. People talked about the churches, talked about Babylon was Kuwait. No, a bunch of hogwash. It was America. See, they always shaving the marrow on somebody else when it's them. So we see here, it's as clear as day that under the United States, all nations and people language tremble of the United States. Did you know that? People tremble because of us. And fear is upon all nations because of this superpower position that we're in, with lion, with eagles, with double pride, double arrogancy. But that's what it says, fear. Whom he slew, and that's what we go into Kuwait, knock him out like a fly. The king, you know, this lion with eagle's wings, that, you know, he's king, he's number one in air. And so that's what we are. We are number one in air fight. That's why we're able to rain down hellfire. Okay, who else rain down hellfire? Anybody else rain down? We rain down hellfire from drones. We do all of these different things, okay? Okay, when we talk about these different things, so that made you the eagle, so that we are superiority of the air. No one is superiority of the air as the United States. And we got them GPS system tracking every individual here in America and around the world. If they got them system in their cars and everything, they are just tracking us. Big Brother is here to stay. And then, like a lion, who could challenge us? Every war we got in, we won on the ground. And now we are air superiority on the ground and air superiority in the heavens. That's why it represents the lion with equals wings also. Okay, so we slew whoever we want. We go into Kuwait, we kill who we want. All right, we go into Noriega, we kill who we want. I mean, we go around the world doing whatever we want, and who we want to keep alive, and we set up in Egypt. We set him up, and hey, he's our puppet. And all apart around the world, we go around putting people up and taking over, overthrowing government. That's how I think Iran got started, that they voted a president in, and we didn't like him. And so we in Great Britain went in and took them out, the eagle with the eagle's wing. And then they got the whole Khomeini, whatever. Now it's Muslim rule. And now we're mad about that. I mean, we just set up whoever we want, take out whoever we want. That's exactly. So this is clearly representing Babylon. This is clearly our situation of today. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride. That's where we are today. Our mind is hardened in pride, and we are lifted up. He was deposed of his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him, and he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast. And his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High Elohim ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. And that's the way it is today. We will be humble in the dust so that we can know who rules. Not a matter of fact, Yahweh. And thou, his son, O Belteshazzar, has not humbled thy heart, though thou knewest all this, and has lifted up thyself against Yahweh of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of iron and brass and wood and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the Elohim in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, as thou not glorified. And that's what we have done. We have robbed the middle class. We have robbed the world. We have robbed everybody, and the church included. Has robbed them all. And now we worship the money. That's all Wall Street. That's all micro is capitalism, money makers. No matter who dies, no matter who you have to trample over. It's a shame. It's a shame. What a shame. And this is how we are. And we mixed it with God. And we're making money. That's why you got these, what do you call it, mega churches. Now, when do you have a mega church? See, this is this whole thing, the prosperity gospel with capitalism. All of this stuff all grinds together. God of this world. Then was the part of the hand sent from him. And this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Meaning, tele. Sabasi. That this is the interpretation of the thing. Meaning, Elohim has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Telka, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. That's what I told you. It's weighed in the balances. There it is. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. And that's exactly what's meant here. We are weighed against the standard of truth. And all we have is we build more jails than we build schools. Because we want to put people in there. We build more different things that are the music industry, gayism, all of this stuff that Sodom and Gomorrah, we are just becoming and have become as Sodom and Gomorrah. And we can be for sure that Yahweh will rain down fire from heaven on us. Destroying our economy. Yes, and that's what the third seal is about. The whole world, because we all drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Penis. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. And so that's what's going to happen. America is to be divided. Then commanded Belteshazzar, and they closed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And that night was Belteshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius, the Medes, took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. That's 62 years old. Interesting. So this is what he's talking about. Weighed in the balances and found wanting. America is collapsing, is falling apart. And we will be spending our money for just food. No more of these luxuries, no more of these things. And so we see malls closing, and we're seeing each year at Christmas time where they say that people made their money, that they are waiting all their time for Christmas to make their money because they haven't made money. People aren't spending. Yes, this is where we are. The whole world is in a collapse situation. The whole world is bankrupt. So this is what we're talking about. It's going to hit even worse this third seal. But that's where we are. We're in the third seal. We're in that time. Third seal. And if you notice under the fourth seal, you're going to see that the fourth seal is the combination of the first three seals put together and some added things to it. Like 1/4 of the earth will die. It's going to be serious. The famine. That's all right. May Yahweh help us. May His wonderful grace pour upon us. May He give us grace. May we wake up from our deception. May we stop drinking of the wine of Babylon. May we seek Thee with our whole hearts. May we learn to love the truth where we stop following the broad way, the wide gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Wait. It didn't say the few that went in the straight narrow gate. It says few that even find it. How many people? So you know that the broad gospel that you're hearing today, that you're hearing on all these radio stations, TV stations, you know that that is the broad way. So do not deceive yourself. Understand the truth. Stand up for Yeshua the Messiah. Hallelujah. We pray that you might be able to get some of our materials. Check it out. www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May His wonderful grace pour upon you, and may He give you peace and understand and love. Amen.